Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is the Savvy Retiree coming to you from the Villages, Florida. It is Thursday, September 14th. It is 12:40 p.m. I wish you all a good day. West Coast people, you're just getting started, and we on the East Coast, we are busy cleaning up after our hurricane, as I'm sure everyone on the planet now knows about. But my subject today for discussion is the power grid. Believe it or not, since Sunday when the hurricane came through, we still have people. It is Thursday, they do not have power, they do not have water. Now, we're not talking about South Florida, we're talking about right outside my door here in the Villages. We live in a community where we have unbelievably fabulous emergency prepared people. Our emergency management people are very familiar with hurricanes, but this one was just off the charts. So I understand the level of manpower needed to clean up this mess. I feel terrible for these people. But my question to you listeners is, what are we going to do about this power grid? We here in Florida have one electric company, SECO, S-E-C-O, and SECO is not doing a very good job. My question to you is, why didn't SECO have backup power? Why? If you have any ideas, I'd love to hear from you. The number for you to call in is 657-383-1639. I would love to hear your opinions and what suggestions you might have as to how we can sort of make it so that people won't be without their basic services when this happens, especially electricity. You can't do anything. These people have been sitting around in the dark. They've been sitting around with no ability to do anything. It's so sad. And let me tell you my idea. Hospitals, businesses, they have backup generators. Why doesn't SECO have in designated areas, major cities, you know, buildings where they can house backup generator type equipment so that when the power does go off, at least that area will be getting power. You'll take some of the load off from this monumental task of going down, restoring power to all of Florida. Why not make it so that, you know, the generators and this power source, whatever it might be, maybe Elon Musk can come up with an idea where people will be able to still function. Well, no callers today, but I encourage you to write to me. Send me your ideas. We'll talk more about this because we need to do something. This is so bad, and it needs to change. Time for an upgrade, people, for this electric grid across the country. Pay attention, as God forbid this would happen to you. So for today, this is the Savvy Retiree signing off, and I bid you a goodbye.